I'm Carolyn Sams. I play violin and I was part of the Gail Snitzer Quartet that was on From the Top.
I understand you've been playing since you were about two.
Yeah, I was three when I started.
You were three? Tell me a little bit about how you started.
Well, all three of my sisters played violin, so I would go to their lessons every week. And since I was one, I was begging my parents and the teacher to play, but they told me I was too young. Until I was out of diapers, I could play. So when I was three, I finally was able to.
And you've played since then?
Yes.
It sounds like it's something that you really wanted to do rather than something that someone else wanted you to do.
Yeah, I think just seeing my sisters play so often and hearing them practice all the time really inspired me to want to do the same.
You are well-versed in classical music at this point. What drew you to that?
I was exposed to it really early, which helped a lot. So I hadn't had the opportunity to hear a lot of other things or do a lot of other activities before. I was just immediately immersed in all of the classical music, and I just fell in love with it from the start.
How long have you been at Settlement?
This is my fourth year in the program, and it's a great program that we get to work with Mr. Curtis, who's had many years of experience, and I think we all share this love for going to quartet rehearsals every week.
The four of you really did some exceptional work. What's it like to kind of play at that level and play that well?
Well, I was personally really inspired and motivated to play a lot more and better because of the level that they were all at. And I think that's, we all share that bond, so it makes us all work harder.
Did they become your friends?
Yes, we all got along really well, which helped our playing a lot. Getting to know each other throughout the year, that was definitely a big part in getting better as musicians.
What kind of music did you play that you found, or even now, that you find really challenging? Can you think of some composers or some pieces that are really tough?
Last year, we played Mozart, which was actually really difficult for me because it has to be so precise and effortless sounding. So that was really hard, but it was really fun also.
So when something is really tough like that, what do you do to make yourself feel comfortable with it?
It just takes a lot of practice and repetition. And even when you perform, you don't feel comfortable the first few times at all. But that's just part of the process of learning it.
You reach a point where you kind of feel, I've really mastered this to a certain extent?
I don't think I can ever say that I've mastered it fully, but I definitely can see after a long process of practicing it a lot and performing it more often and getting more comfortable, you have more fun with it, which helps the comfort level, but you never feel as though you've fully mastered it.
Does Mr. Curtis, I would imagine that maybe he helps or has helped you perform and sort of gives you some ideas for how you can overcome the jitters. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, he was a big help throughout the whole process of learning anything difficult, and his years of experience help all of us. And I think after performances, he'll give us pointers, which help, and it just makes each performance more comfortable. And afterwards, you feel a lot.
I saw that there was some sort of an artist leadership conference. Were you involved in that at all? What was that about?
Yeah, on the day after the show, all of the performers got together with some of the From the Top team members, and we did a day of arts leadership, which included just talking about what it is to be an arts leader. And then we did some outreach performances at the Children's Museum in Boston. So we were able to interact with the younger kids and show them a little bit about classical music.
When you do something like that, how do they seem to respond?
A lot of the times, since they're young kids, they're really interested and excited because it's something new and different. Or if they even know a little bit about it or they take lessons on their own, they're excited to share what they know and learn more.
And it would seem to me when they see you play or they hear you, I mean, you know, it's got to have an impact, I would think.
Yeah, definitely. I'm affected by it too, seeing their reactions and how curious they are about it, because that brings like joy to what I'm doing.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.